for hours and hours of information and fun connected to you and what's going on in your life, then you are ready for the Doug Steffen Good Day Weekend program. And the Good Day Weekend program features Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is the, the co-host of this hour. He's the man who knows what is going on with medicine, follows the breakthroughs every week, the news, front page stories, lots of information. I, once in a while, go down that path, see something. Sometimes Ken knows and sometimes he doesn't know. Whenever we are together, we always try to put our best foot forward. I try to put his best foot forward in his best interests, which are to help you. And that's why we underscore this number that's available right now for you. We were laughing. I think I said this to you before, Ken. Why do we pay for toll-free numbers anymore? Nobody pays for any calls. It's always part of their plan. I was thinking we ought to come up with a number that's Dr. Ken, Dr. Ken, right? We could do 375-36, 375-36. But nobody will find you if they dial that number now. 888-553-7536. Ken is here to take your calls about whatever it is medically that's going on with you. And in addition to the things that you tell folks about your experience and so forth, what do you think is the most unique part of the way you look at medicine and the way you treat people at Lake Cardiology, which is your clinic down in Florida?
Well, Doug, I try to take the simplest, gentlest, kindest approach to people's heart troubles and try to begin in a non-invasive approach and work my way up the more aggressive ladder, hoping not to do too much aggressively. Sometimes we can get away with that, and we have a lot of ways to image the heart, to test the heart, without any cutting needles or anything else. Sometimes we have to get a little more aggressive. I also try to blend the best of all worlds. I'm a big believer in lowering risk prevention. It's not a dirty word to me, and I like to talk to people a lot about what's going on in their life and try to improve their lifestyle.
All right, so what's going on in your life medically? This is Labor Day weekend. A lot of people are emotionally distraught because it's foremost what they consider to be the end of the summer season, which always goes extraordinarily fast. I guess I would be one of those people. Seems like we just got started. Seems like yesterday. And every year we say the same thing. And I guess I would wonder how the emotions, sadness, joy, excitement, worry, fear, play into our own health. How often do you find people who have heart conditions that come to you have them because of their emotions?
Emotions are a huge role. In fact, there's a study out just this week in the Journal of Neurology, Neurosurgery, and Psychiatry, Doug, that showed that type A personality traits actually boost the stroke risk. People who are quick-tempered, impatient, aggressive, are naturally hostile. They may be more likely to have a stroke compared to their more laid-back counterparts. Are you ready for this? Having these type A personality traits, they were associated with a twofold increased stroke risk. So clearly, how our brain functions, how our emotions work, definitely has an impact on the rest of our body. Clearly here in this new study on our risk of stroke, and there's been so much mentioned in the past, studies showing that it has great effect on our heart, and I think it has effect on a lot of our other organs, especially the stomach and intestinal tract.
888-553-7536. We're beginning to review some of the big medical news of the week, the things that may impact you. This is a pretty interesting thing about whether or not women who have blood tests at certain times can, by looking at the blood test the right way, understand when menopause would start?
Exactly. This is out of the medical journal Fertility and Sterility this week, Doug, that we actually might be able to predict as early as a woman's late 30s, the age at which she'll eventually experience menopause, based on how quickly the levels of one particular hormone, which we're probably not aware of, changes in her blood. These researchers, they looked at women in their 30s and 40s. They took blood samples over several years to measure levels of a of a hormone that I think we're going to hear a lot more about. It's called anti-mullerian hormone, or AMH. It's produced by the ovaries. And they found, Doug, that the amount of year-to-year change in this AMH level provided a good predictor of when women experience menopause. And currently, the only way we can estimate when a woman will enter menopause is just by asking her age. The average age that a woman enters menopause is 51, but women can experience this change in their 40s or late 50s.
888-553-7536 for Dr. Ken. Your questions about your health, your well-being, something you may have found out this week. Always, as we get started here in this part of the program, there develops a theme. Last week we had a couple of themes, including the stop smoking message that came about as a result of the courts saying that the big tobacco companies don't have to anymore put those horrible warning pictures. And now, do they stop right away? I don't smoke and never have, so I don't look at the pictures, but I don't know whether it was required. Do they do it? You'd think with all the publicity, people would get the message anyway, Ken.
You would hope so, but I think it'll probably take a while. And that may be challenged, and it may end up in the Supreme Court finally to make the final rule.
Mm-hmm. I was looking at, were you just talking about this menopause test and that sort of thing, whether or not this other story about this gene that makes women happy has been identified. There is such a thing as a happy gene.
Gentlemen,
take note.
Yes, gentlemen, and the women may be a happier group, scientifically proven. This is in progress in neuropsychopharmacology and biological psychiatry this week, Doug, in my category of areas that I'm not making these things up. It seems that there is a gene that makes females happy, but not males, and it's been identified. This is the first happiness gene for women that was ever been shown. And low expression of the gene is called MAOA, monoamine oxidase A. It's linked to higher levels of happiness in adult females, Doug. And there's no such association in men. Even though females experience higher incidences of anxiety and mood disorders, and this has been shown in study after study, overall they tend to report greater happiness compared to men. And this MAOA gene targets the enzyme. Here's what gets a little bit in the back door, but it makes sense. It targets the enzyme that breaks down the same neurotransmitter that many antidepressants target, namely serotonin and dopamine. And serotonin and dopamine, they're sometimes called the feel-good chemicals. So there is a neurochemical, biological basis for this, and this is why women may be happier than guys.
888-553-7536. Email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or to me, Doug, at dougstephan, stephan.com. Here's an email that came in a while back from James, basically asking about his feet. He has problems. He wears sneakers a lot. Do we even call them sneakers anymore? What's a sneaker?
I do.
But do you call them sneakers? You wear Keds?
Not PF Flyers or Keds anymore. That's what you and I probably wore as kids.
Right, exactly. I don't know, we wear the cloth shoes, Nike or the equivalent of that. He says that my left and my right feet are different sizes. They contain, he says, the doctor told me he had different bones, and he wondered if that could be right. Foot problems because one foot's bigger than the other, and he has different bones on one side or the other. What's the red flag here?
There just are variants in. You know, he just may be a little bit variant. Often we're not the same on both sides. Some people have longer legs. Some people have different sized foot. We're not a mirror image on both sides.
Some people have bigger ears on one side, right?
Absolutely.
And, yeah. One nostril can be bigger than the other. It's probably a good thing you have one mouth, though. Even on one mouth bigger than the other. Sounds like a creation of that's the next science fiction movie. A being with two mouths. Have you ever seen that? That's a good It's imagery, anyway, at its best. 888-553-7536. Speaking of imagery, imagine that you have to go see Dr. Ken because you have high cholesterol, you have high triglycerides. You go down to his cardiology clinic, Lake Cardiology, by the way, if you want to go see Dr. Ken, 800-LAKE-CARDIOLOGY, 800-LAKE-CARDIO is the way to get an appointment to see him. The essence of cholesterol and the connection to that and this product, Cardiol, that we've been talking about now pretty much most of the year.
High cholesterol, Doug, it is a serious condition, as you're mentioning. It can lead to heart attacks and heart disease and even strokes. And as a cardiologist, I always seek the safest, most effective way to lower the cholesterol in all my patients. There's this new all-natural approach from Italy. It might be right for many of you listening right now. Cardiol's 9 natural ingredients, they work together to reduce cholesterol levels. They also help to lower the bad fats in your blood. These are known as triglycerides. Users report excellent results in just 30 days. I like it because it's safe, it's FDA registered, and Cardiol is also easy to take, just one capsule a day.
Here's how you get a free 30-day supply, because you will notice the difference. I've been on this. Ken takes care of me in terms of heart and circulatory system, and I'm eager to have another measurement this fall, Ken, in my cholesterol, because I'm taking this every single day as a maintenance. It's good once you have it. Every study, every doctor you talk to that has any value will tell you that this sort of thing is what you need to have in your system, because you have to combat continually the triglycerides and the high cholesterol. So, Cardiol, because it works as well as it does, but the folks know you've not heard a lot about Cardiol because it's new, imported from Italy. They're so confident it'll work. They want you to try it free for 30 days, and here's how you do that. You go online to Cardiol, C-A-R-D-I-O-L, cardiol.net/Ken, and you click on Dr. Ken's free trial. That's cardiol.net/Ken, K-E-N, and click on Dr. Ken's free trial, or you can call them 888-809-6424 is the number. That's 888-809-6424. We don't want cholesterol to be a problem for you. You get started with it. Such great results in 30 days. Why would you not take advantage of this? All you pay is shipping and handling. Cardiol free for 30 days at 888-809-6424.
Now, this is the way guys like to shop, with buy one, get one free savings during Macy's Labor Day sale. Dress shirts and ties from Kenneth Cole Reaction, Michael Kors, and more. Belts from Jeffrey Beam, buy one, get one free. Polos and tees from Izod, Via Europa, Club Room. Casual and dress pants from Haager, Perry Ellis, and more. Designer suits, buy one, get one free. Hot styles, big names, buy one, get one free. Right now in the men's store at Macy's. Exclusions apply.
Rising gas prices taking a bite out of your travel budget? Here's something to chew on. You can get more mileage from your travel dollar by staying at America's Best Value Inn, where you'll enjoy free continental breakfast, internet, and HBO at over 1,000 hotels in North America. Plus, join our free value club for room discounts, upgrades, and other instant rewards. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com. With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Yum. A great deal is to be able to call Dr. Ken and get some good free medical advice that is it is akin to whatever it is that may be bothering you. And these holiday weeks are very interesting. People have a little more time to themselves. There are a lot of new listeners who may not otherwise have found us, so that's cool. We're live on the air every weekend, 52 weekends a year. Ken's visiting with his mom, but he's awake and alive. You can hear his enthusiasm for getting your calls at 888-553-7536.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk. 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
Making the most of your body and your health, that's the idea here, at 888-553-7536. The information, the front page news from the medical world. This is the time of year, I say this lovingly, Christmas week is the week that most people are distracted and on vacation. July 4th is the second most vacationed week of the year, and this one is the third. People are trying to grab the last moments, or what they think of the last moments, but the weather, in fact, can stay wonderful around the country for the next 6-8 weeks, if not more. And the interesting thing is that we also can have a hurricane or two or three or four more where you are, Ken, in Florida, than where I am, thank heavens, lately. The hurricane and the ancillary things that go along with it. Hurricane running up through now pretty much the Midwest and petering out in the Northern Peninsula area. But one wonders about the things that are in the water. When people are, I was watching a woman walking around in the streets with her pants all rolled up. It was about 3 feet deep, and I was thinking, my God, what's in that water?
Well, it's interesting that you bring that up, because in the past, we have often suggested that people use these neti pots to clean out their sinuses and just put in tap water into them.
Yeah.
Often I know doctors who will just clean out their sinuses, breathe the shower water, and there's a report coming out of the CDC this week that there are these amoeba in the water. They eat out your brain, and good things don't happen.
Mm.
And it might be advisable not to use tap water in these neti pots and not to use tap water just to breathe into your sinuses. This came out of Clinical Infectious Diseases Medical Journal, and the CDC is continuing to strengthen the relationship between these brain-eating amoeba and using a neti pot.
Really? Oh, and do that company any good?
Well, you just want to use, there is water that's clearly been sterilized, and that's the kind of water that you want to use in these pots.
These, the things that you buy in the store, they're all kinds of different water, but isn't distilled water supposed to be better than regular water, just stuff that comes out of the tap? Distilled water has been.
Well, I would not use, after this report, I would not use tap water in one of these neti pots.
No.
And there's plenty of waters that you can get. Ocean is a brand that has water that's safe to breathe in. But there's a number of brands out there.
888-553-7536. Anthony calls from Utica, New York, for some advice from Dr. Ken Kronos. Anthony, we're happy to have you on the program. Happy Labor Day.
Yes, you too, doctors.
What's up?
I've got a question. This is twofold now. The first part of it, then I'll hang up when I'm done talking here.
Stay with us.
I'm a type A personality. I've always have been. I'm almost 70, but my kids are that way too. And, you know, nervous about everything. You worry, you get concerned. What do we do to control this so it doesn't affect our health, especially now for my kids, more so because I'm older?
Well,
so what can we do to control that? And the other problem is we have a problem going throughout all these hospitals around here, especially Utica, New York. We're one of the oldest demographics in New York State, so we have a lot of seniors here. And they just announced that locally here, and I heard there's a cure for this, but the hospital, for example, this is the second round of cuts they've had to make in staff. They said because they're getting reimbursed less and less by the government for Medicaid, Medicare.
So what's the question, Anthony?
Well, I'm wondering, how can they get rid of this? Somebody said the problem in the country is that they've got a disease that can a problem going out that's called gonorrhoelectum. Are they going to reelect them? Because this is going to kill our hospitals throughout the country, and a lot of seniors will die because of this. But because of lack of care.
Well, you have Dr. Ken as a willing participant in that conversation.
Well, you're citing facts. Obamacare, which he likes to call it, is cutting $600 billion out of Medicare to fund Obamacare. So, and I don't know how the numbers add up. And we haven't yet seen the effect of this because it takes in more money in the first few years, which is where we are. And then it takes away the money in the years after the election. So it's a lot of funny math, and I'm totally concerned about it. I don't know a single physician. Well, I would say about 4/5 of physicians right now are so unsure about their future. There was a study done just a week or two ago. About over 80% of physicians are very concerned about how they're going to make ends meet after all this. So it's a real problem, and I'd love to hear some solutions. You talked about how to deal with anxiety, and the best thing to do is to try to think about the things that you can have some impact on. If you can't change it, why worry about it? Also, think, what's the worst that can happen? And then try to accept that and deal with that. One of the nice ways to get rid of stress is to, after the doctor says it's okay, is to get into an exercise program or just do something that's fun. Find some free time where you're not keeping track of anything, you're not trying to win anything, be better than anybody, just something that you can do that's totally fun. I like to watch baseball games. I like to watch funny movies.
Yeah.
And this is how I get the stress out of my ears.
All right, Anthony, a little advice from Dr. Ken. Relax. I can hear it in your voice. And spend more time with people that you like. Half past the hour. Good day weekend with Dr. Ken.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TERRAGANIX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro EM1, the raw probiotic.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Ken and Doug, awaiting your calls, 1-888-55-DRKN. I've been in medicine almost 30 years, almost nothing I haven't seen at least once. If you have a question about yourself, your family, your kids, your spouse, your friends, 1-888-55-DRKN. 1-888-553-7536. Evidence-based answers to all your healthcare questions. Help you get to the next step. If you've been in the healthcare web, it's sometimes not real friendly. I want to help untangle it for you, help you get to the next step, even give you some new ideas about symptoms you may have and even some new ideas about treatments. If you're not happy with what the doctor recommended, I take the best from all worlds. I've been very classically, traditionally trained, but I'm not allergic to non-traditional medicine as long as it's evidence-based, and I've had the good fortune of training at some of the best institutions in the country, and I'd love to help you get to the next step. 1-888-55-DRKEN, D-R-K-E-N.
And the week's events include the Republican National Convention. Next week it'll be the Democratic National Convention. The candidate guaranteed that the U.S. economy would never recover under a second Obama term because of the health care issue, and we were just talking about that with a gentleman, what it all means. I find this very interesting. This will be my anecdotal reference to my own experience, Ken. Last night, I was watching Bill Maher, and I do from time to time. I find him extraordinarily annoying and smug, and but he's somebody, because the people that I have some respect for on the panel once in a while, makes for an interesting conversation, because I think we get stayed if we watch the same stuff, we listen to the same people, we hear the same approach. It's not healthy, it's not good. So anyway, this discussion focused on, from the right and the left, the information that's pertinent, what really happens under Obamacare. And what took me back in the discussion was one of the people on the panel was a CNN reporter named Soledad O'Brien, who typically is someone that, whenever I have seen her in the past, is the reason that CNN is in trouble, because she really, most of the time, you can tell, doesn't really know what the heck she's talking about. She's come up fast in the ranks. She, with Miles O'Brien, they hosted a program for a while, and I think she does some of the anchoring and some of the reporting. But the thing that really troubled me listening to her was how adamant she was that Republicans were wrong, they used wrong numbers, and she's done the research, she's done the work, she's dug into the facts, and she knows that $716 billion is going to be saved, or whatever it is, the number that is being said, and that the Republicans are irresponsible, and she can't stand anybody who saw this. You're welcome to chime in here at 888-553-7536. I'm not sure this is much a medical point. I'm going to curb some of my enthusiasm here for taking a shot at her. But she's the problem with the news media. It's that kind of stuff that is perpetrated by young, immature, effervescent, pleasant-looking, whatever you want to use to describe her. She's smart, but she doesn't know how to deal with her job. Her job is not to tell people what to think. Her job is to report on facts. Now, she takes the facts and twists them around to suit her own political agenda, which is what happens with most of the news media. So I lost all respect for her after watching that. And if I were her boss, I wouldn't let her go on any of these shows or anybody else, because you can alienate a viewer like she did me. Next time I watch CNN, if she's on, click. But the reason that I'm bringing it up is because this is the kind of stuff she doesn't know what she's talking about. Marr is happy to skewer anybody that he can. And so they sat back and forth and attacked this guy. And I don't even remember who the guy was that had presented the information. He didn't do a good job of presenting the information. That's why he's there. Kind of reminds me of some of the people I know that are appearing on Fox. The liberals are ugly and the conservatives are good looking. That's just the way they do it. That's how they play that game. So anyway, having said that, I know that you want people to understand, as you just started a few minutes ago, if you're just joining us, Ken was talking with a listener about the impacts, and you can't know, you can't tell, you can't see, you can't feel, you don't have any clue as to what would happen down the pike, except your instincts tell you that you don't like it, it's not going to be good. Is that a fair summation?
Well, I think it's going to be more government-controlled medicine, and it's a basic philosophy. Do you want the government more involved in controlling medicine, or do you want medicine more controlled at the local level? And it's a big difference in philosophy. If you like government control, if you like the kind of care you get at the Motor Vehicle Bureau, you're going to like this kind of medicine. It will be very basic. You'll get something. But if you want it adjusted and determined, customized at the local level with the doctor and the patient role strengthened, my doctor-patient role is not going to be strengthened with the government looking down my shoulder even more than they do now. They are pushing us all to go into electronic charts so that they can see exactly what we're doing. That's what's really going on. That's why they're paying the doctors to get electronic charts so they can keep track of your records.
Right. They want to see everything. There'd be more bureaucrats assigned to this kind of thing. The government is out of control in this country, and it's time people take action to fix it. Now, let's move on to other things. Medical breakthrough of the week. The Australians have found or figured out how to make the first bionic eye work. How does that work?
This is a significant step. It's not the final step in this area, but I think it's important. The Australian scientists, they've reported this week, Doug, that they've successfully implanted the world's first bionic eye prototype, and I think it is a major breakthrough for the visually impaired. This group in Australia say they've surgically installed an early prototype. It's a robotic eye in a woman with hereditary sight loss caused by degenerative retinitis pigmentosa. And they've put 24 electrodes, which send electrical impulses to stimulate her eye nerve cells. And it's not the final solution, but it's a big, big step. And it's suitable, it seems, for people with retinitis pigmentosa and also for age-related macular degeneration. So this affects so many people, and it's just great hope.
888-553-7536. Email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or to Doug at DougStephan.com. A question on mononucleosis. This person named Rouse, interesting name, asks you, Ken, to clarify what mono is. I had it in my mid-40s. I was prescribed antibiotics. I thought mono was a virus and that all you had to do was rest. Why would I need drugs for mono?
Exactly. Somebody's confused because, you know, we call this the kissing virus.
Right.
It's often called the kissing disease, and a virus does cause this. It's transmitted through the saliva, so you can get it through kissing, but you can also get it by being exposed, Doug, through a cough or a sneeze or by sharing a glass or even a food utensil with someone who has had mono. And the treatment for this is not antibiotics because it's due to a virus. And sometimes, though, there is a secondary bacterial infection. Often the streptococcal infections can accompany the sore throats of mononucleosis. You can get some tonsillitis, big pussy tonsil. So this is maybe why the antibiotic was given, not for the mono, but for the secondary infections. Also, there's some rash with some of the medications that people who have mono, sometimes they're given amoxicillin or Augmentin, and you can develop a rash during this disease.
Is this another case of having a strong immune system? We were talking about this with regard to the West Nile virus discussion or any flu or any illness, in fact. If you have a strong immune system, then you're not going to get most, if not all, or there are 900 different things that we, some doctors say 900 things can affect your body or make you sick, or you can suffer from 900 different types of diseases or illnesses. If you have a strong immune system, doesn't that really take care of most of the problems?
Well, a strong immune system definitely will help. This Epstein-Barr virus, it can be pretty persistent. And what you want to do is just prevent the spread of the virus by not kissing people who have it and not sharing food dishes, glasses, and utensils until several days after the fever has subsided.
Yep. Simple. And following the, what are the guidelines for eating? Is it four different food groups now? I forget what that changed this year, didn't it?
Keeps expanding. Fruits, vegetables, whole grains, low-fat dairy products, beans, seeds, nuts, turkey, and fish.
This person said, the doctor said, go easy on dairy products if you got mono. Why would that be?
Go easy on dairy,
products, sugary foods like cakes and stuff, fried foods, alcohol. All these things have been told not to take. And I guess when you think about it, they suppress the immune system, right?
I'm not sure where this is going. You know, there's not a lot of evidence for those bits of advice. That's probably just, you know,
So maybe it's not an MD like you. Maybe it's an alternative doctor that's telling this person that stuff.
Perhaps. And it doesn't all connect because they were told they were getting an antibiotic for Epstein-Barr virus, but I think there's more to this. If we had the individual, we could probably get more out of it.
So your individual needs, doctor, has to speak to you, 888-553-7536. We find sometimes that people are listening to this program because it is tape delayed. That's an old expression. It's rebroadcast. And some people listen to the podcast as well, which you can do at Dr. Ken Show or at DougStefan.com. You can listen to previous programs, and sometimes people are not available when we're on the air. So in order not to be frustrated, you certainly are encouraged to send the question along. Whether we can get to the heart of the matter or not remains to be seen. It depends on how much information you give us. Speaking of information, we're all about the news of the week. Here's a problem at Yosemite National Park. Why are these people at risk that have been there this week?
Not to get alarmed, but if you were in Yosemite in June, you may have been exposed to a disease that has also unfortunately killed two people already. People are being contacted about this hantavirus pulmonary syndrome. Probably not an illness that you're aware of.
Mm-mm.
But they spent time at Signature Tent Cabins at Curry Village in June at Yosemite. The illness spreads by contact with rodent feces, urine, and saliva, or by inhaling exposed airborne particles. And, Doug, Yosemite, it's a wilderness area, and with it comes some dangers.
Well, there's good and bad being in the great outdoors, as it's called. There's freshness, there's usually cleanliness. Things aren't contaminated by the things that you find when there's a lot of people around, but there can be other things. Again, immune system stuff, as much as anything else, I think, right? If you are exposed to certain things, I know here on the farm, for those of you who don't know, I am a dairy farmer as well as a broadcaster, and there's lots of stuff around, various viruses that the calves get, the cows get, and sometimes people get. But if you got a strong immune system out in the woods, the bears, or, I mean, who knows? The rabid stuff that's around, God knows what's around.
There's a new virus. It's called Heartland virus. It's being spread to people by ticks, common in the southeast. And mm-hmm. there have been two northwestern Missouri men who fell ill. And these were both farmers. And it was discovered that they had this new virus. And there appears to be a new Heartland virus that spread by ticks that cause illness. It was reported this week in the New England Journal of Medicine. And you're right. There's no specific treatment for this. It's just keeping your immune system up.
Keep yourself strong. 888-553-7536. Ron's in Johnson City, Tennessee, with a question for Ken about supplements. Go ahead, Ron. You're on the air. Hi.
Yes. Good morning, Bud. Dr. Ken.
Hi, Ron.
My question is, do you know of any good supplements for the immune system, and do you know of anybody who has written a good, informative book about supplements?
Well, probiotics, are you familiar with probiotics, the healthy bacteria, which operate in the GI, the intestinal tract? These are very important for revving up the immune system. But I think in more general, just living a healthy lifestyle, getting enough sleep, getting the stress out of your life, eating a very healthy diet, you know, the routine things doctors say about exercising, good nutrition, those are the things that will keep your immune system up.
I would tell you, there's a one of these doctors on PBS, and I can't remember his name, but he talks up a pretty good storm about immunity and how to enhance your immune system, et cetera, et cetera. I can't remember his name, but I'm sure you could Google PBS or just go to their website and find this guy, because when there's a begathon, he's around, because some of the stuff that he's selling becomes part of what they sell, and they get cut of the action, you know, that sort of thing. But I think that's something you might want to try, Ron, on your own as well, okay?
Okay, it seems like there are so many out there on supplements.
And you do have to be careful, because often people talking about this are selling something.
Yeah, they got something to sell. But there's not a universal way of getting. I tell you that I like standard product, standard processed stuff.
Fruits and vegetables that are high in antioxidants. This is the best way to do it.
All right, Ron. Thanks for your call. 11 before the hour.
Save more of your money when you stay at America's Best Value Inn. And spend more of your time doing the things you love. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, we've got you covered with free internet, continental breakfast, and hundreds of instant rewards with our Value Club. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com. With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal!
As Americans, we must never turn our backs to the men and women serving in our armed forces. We at the Purple Heart know firsthand that there is more to war than bombs and bullets. The Military Order of the Purple Heart Service Foundation has combat wounded Purple Heart recipients are truly veterans helping veterans, their families, and the community. Through your support and donations, the Purple Heart Service Foundation can provide programs that assist our veterans, their widows, and orphans. You can donate vehicles and other household items so the Purple Heart Service Foundation can assist combat wounded and disabled veterans and their families. Call today at 800-293-1343. Your tax-deductible donation also supports programs that help our soldiers returning from Iraq and Afghanistan. That's 800-293-1343 or purpleheartcars.org. Show your pride in America. The Military Order of the Purple Heart Service Foundation is leading the way for disabled veterans and their families. Call 1-800-293-1343 or purpleheartcars.org.
888-553-7536. Danny in Wilmington, North Carolina, up next here on the Good Day Weekend program.
The In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Time for a continuing conversation with Dr. Ken, 53 after the hour, and the number you know, 888-55-DRKEN. As I promised, Danny, you're up next with Dr. Ken. Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, Danny.
I went to a chiropractor about my neck was hurting, and he took these x-rays of my neck, and when the x-rays were developed, he showed me these two lines, one on each side of my neck, and said that it was unusual and that it's my arteries, my main arteries going up through my neck, and it looked like they were really built up a lot with plaque.
Yeah, you don't want to fool with that.
Well, Danny, it's a good thing.
Should I go see another doctor? Because he said it usually didn't show up on x-rays.
Right, Danny, it's good that this was picked up.
Right, yeah.
This wasn't an ultrasound. It was actually a real x-ray of the neck.
Correct.
Okay, so what this means is you already have some hard plaque in the pipes from the heart to the brain, the carotid artery. There's two types of plaque, soft fatty plaque and hard calcified plaque. And if you saw it on a true x-ray, you have hard calcified plaque in the carotid. That means you need to get your heart checked out because you have 60,000 miles of circulation in your body, and if you have it in one place, there's a good chance you have it in other places. Clogging of the arteries, atherosclerosis, is a full-body disease, what we call a systemic problem from head to toe. And most importantly, you want to get the heart checked out. I hope you're not smoking. I hope you're at ideal body weight. You know, your numbers, your blood pressure, your cholesterol, your blood sugar, and your weight. You need to talk to a doctor who's very interested in lowering your risk of having circulation problems. We're talking about heart attacks, strokes as the biggies, but also losing your arms, your legs. And also, let me ask you, I don't want to embarrass you, but do you have erectile dysfunction? It's usually a circulatory issue.
No.
Well, that's a good sign.
But I am a borderline diabetic. And I've been controlling that for about 5 years with my diet and exercise.
Excellent. Pre-diabetes.
I don't smoke.
Right. Pre-diabetes, you want to eliminate the white flour products, the bakery goods, as best you can. Get down to ideal body weight. And when the doctor says it's okay, get into an exercise program. But know your numbers. Blood sugar, blood cholesterol, And blood pressure?
Cholesterol, my good number is low and my bad number's high. But I do take a statin.
But I would also, you may want to ask your family doctor, your internist about getting to a cardiologist to just make sure the circulation to the heart is checked. Because when you see it in the carotids, there's a good chance. I don't want to alarm you, Danny. There's a good chance, even if you're not having symptoms, that it's in the circulation of the heart. And if it is in your heart, you need to get that bad cholesterol under 70 so you have plaque stabilization. And statins here are where they're magical for lowering the risk of heart attacks when you already have plaque in the circulation to the heart.
Okay. My regular doctor that I go to now, he sort of brushed it off. He said everybody has a little build up.
Yeah, well, go find another doctor. That guy's a
Danny,
worthless.
What
a ridiculous thing to be told.
To be polite, that doctor doesn't understand risk prevention for circulatory issues.
Yeah, don't ever go to that doctor again. Go find somebody else. That guy is not your friend. He's not helpful. He's an idiot. I mean, for somebody to tell you something like that, this kind of stuff really sends me over the top. How in the world do you ignore something like that? As Ken said, if it shows up, I happen to have, and Ken, you're welcome to describe my carotid arteries as we go through this ultrasound every year. You've told me I have, about a 40% blockage?
You have some mild, and that's why I've been aggressive at looking at the rest of your body, and you've been fortunate because you take such good care of yourself that it hasn't been there. But you need to look elsewhere. You need to be very aggressive with risk factors so that they're limited, lowered as best as possible, much more aggressive than I would in somebody who doesn't have any plaque in the carotid.
Maybe basically, bottom line, Danny, you're foolish. If you don't on Monday, you probably won't find anybody to talk to because it's Labor Day. But Tuesday, you need to make this a priority around your work to get to someone who will understand that this is a serious problem and needs to be dealt with seriously and immediately. One of my best friends ever in life, the man who helped me run my farm for 18 years, died because he had exactly what you did. He felt the pain in his neck, and if I'd have known it the day that he died, I would have brought him to the emergency room. That's why he died.
Right, and ask your doctor whether you should be on aspirin at all. Just don't self-medicate. Talk to the doctor.
All right, that's a good call because it helps a lot of people who may have that problem, Ken. You got to be aware of what's going on in your body. So the first hour over already. Next hour coming up of Dr. Ken Kronhaus on the Doug Steffen Good Day Weekend.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.